This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, nurses are openly worried that Ebola is beginning to go airborne. We'll get Joel Skousen's take on this coming up. Josh Owens, cameraman, but also reporter for InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, is down on the Texas border right on the Rio Grande with Joe Biggs. Give us your take, Josh, on what you've witnessed down there.
Well, yesterday when we were out here, we saw that the security, like Joe said, has been amped up. And when we were in Arizona, when we were in California, all along the border where we've been, we haven't seen, I mean, basically the border has been wide open. Not to say that the border isn't still wide open, but just in this area, in McAllen, where it's been open before, there seems to be heightened security, heightened border patrol, heightened police. And as people can see, the video we posted yesterday, we were pulled over just for simply driving around and shooting video, which is sad because it's not surprising to us. At least it's not surprising to me because it happens all the time. But if you really step back and look at it, it's pretty ridiculous. When you're driving through a park, you're driving through a public place, even if it's not a public place, you're in an area trying to report what's going on. And, there are plenty of other people driving around here. They're not getting pulled over. They're not getting followed. We still have this cop right over here in front of me that's still sitting there just watching us. And, I mean, obviously we're being criminals by standing here talking. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous, and I don't see how anyone could disagree with how ridiculous that is.
There is a war on the press everywhere, and the police are being ordered, whether it's New York City or McAllen, Texas, it doesn't matter. Look what happened in Ferguson, where we were even there, especially at first, you know, more pro-police, because we're against looting and rioting, and then they would attack Jakari, attack Joe, attack you, attack Al Jazeera, and then now they've got folks in St. Louis running around looting. Racially motivated, it's really spiraling out of control, and we're not even sending reporters because we'll just be attacked by the crowd and by the police. I mean, it's like in America, the most horrible thing in the world is the press. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, it's sad when you come to expect it every trip we go on. You come to expect to just be harassed. And like you were saying, with all the nurses being concerned about Ebola, my mom is a phlebotomist near the CDC in Atlanta. She's, you know, maybe 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. And she's concerned. And, you know, they are, I guess, forced to get the flu vaccine at the office. They can choose not to, but, you know, they're almost chastised. But from
they've got to wear a mask all the time, which is a great idea. I want to wear a mask all the time working in one of those sick hospitals with all those deadly bugs in them.
I would much rather wear a mask than have thimerosal, mercury, metals shot into my body, which is going to give me the flu. Everyone I know that gets the flu has gotten the flu shot.
My mother used to be a triathlete like 15, 20 years ago. It almost killed her to get the flu shot. There's a reason nobody likes vaccines, because you take it, you get deathly ill.
Exactly. And like you said, we'll see what happens. I mean, it seems like if Ebola keeps spreading and more people keep getting it, which it seems like is highly likely, because they're quarantining some people, but it seems like other people, it's almost like the press conference we were at in Dallas. It was just, well, you know, it's not a big deal. Someone has to basically vomit into an open wound for you to get Ebola, which everyone knows is total BS and is not true at all, because these nurses who are wearing the proper safety gear are still getting Ebola. And I'm sure that they're, I mean, I don't, I'm not, this isn't a fact. But it's just what I believe is that at some point they're being pressured to come out and say, oh, well, I accidentally touched my face. You know, I broke protocol. It's my fault. When, in all honesty, they're trying to make it seem as though Ebola is this.
Look, somebody puts rags with all the blood and stuff. Some of it gets aerosolized. It goes out the door. Somebody breathes it. That's what's happening. And that's not even technically airborne. It's in a particulate. But the question is, will the virus get to the point of actually being airborne? And that's what nurses are now asking. We'll play that video coming up and talk to the expert on strategic relocation, safe places in the U.S., Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Different numbers, 400,000, 1.4 million. German virologists say they think 5 million people will end up getting Ebola. Whatever the case really is, the defaults of not letting people fly in from West African countries, of not putting Ebola patients in regular hospitals, all of that has been ignored. I believe so they can let it start to spread to create a big crisis to then try to force a vaccine that happens to come out in December. A whole new polio hysteria. My grandmother, Benny Hammond, got polio in the early 1950s. My mother was like 4 years old. 1 month after she took the polio vaccine. So there you go, boys and girls. And it's on record that a lot of people got polio from the vaccine. Nowadays they give the vaccine and they call it paralysis, not polio. Just like Guillain-Barré from the H1N1 shot. So it's a whole social engineering agenda. It's not that I don't believe that the science of inoculation isn't real, isn't valid, doesn't work in some cases. But there's always side effects. There's a cost-benefit analysis. They get up on the news and say, no side effects, safe and effective. It's the law to take shots to go to school. There is no law. They lie about it. And so I'm very, very suspicious. This was shot off Dallas television. It's up on Infowars.com. And the headline with Steve Watson is Dallas nurse. Is Ebola airborne now? Let's play that clip. And then we will
We are wondering, is it really contact? Is it contact and airborne, or is it just really contact and there may have been a breach of protocol? We really don't know. We are wondering, is it really contact? Is it contact and airborne, or is it just really contact and there may have been a breach of protocol? We really don't know.
Now, that's Fox 4. The lady that caught this, Anna, was a nurse and was wearing full gear. Now we have a nurse, as of last week, in Spain who got it. Again, the default from the CDC is you put them in level 4 facilities, in government facilities. Now they're in Bloomberg Today, dedicated Ebola hospital, sought after nurses' infection, and they're saying, oh, the CDC's looking at putting them now at one of the 36 or more BioShield government labs. Yeah, that's already the default. So why did they ignore this? To have plausible deniability? Is this just a primer for another controlled outbreak later? Because they tend to do these in tests. They're scientists, and they want to study the effect. Remember, we have a government with thousands of declassified tests on poor blacks, poor whites, Appalachia kids, Tuskegee blacks, troops, pregnant wives of GIs. Oh, here's some vitamin pills, really uranium, plutonium, strontium. Just to, quote, see what it do to the babies. We had 36,000 Nazis after World War II brought over here on the rat line to not just run NASA, not just run the intelligence agencies, but run it all. So you have this scientific dictatorship in the West of eugenicists from my research, just pure devils. And then you've got them competing with other power blocks, as Joel Skousen has said. And Joel Skousen joins us, editor-in-chief of World Affairs Brief, best-selling author. Undoubtedly, and we've had a lot of other top relocation and survivalists on, and I want to get Wesley Rawls on, by the way, as soon as he wants to come on, because he just wrote a book about a bio outbreak and worldwide collapse. What timing? I think that came out last year, maybe earlier this year. But Joel Skousen's written the nonfiction book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition. But he's lived all over the world. This has maps of the safest places country by country, region by region. So powerful. 2 years ago, we made a film with him that augments it and updates the book, Strategic Relocation, Joel Skousen Tells the Safest Places to Live and How to Secure Your Home. Both the book and the film, discounted, I produced the film, are available at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you already have the book or the video, you should rewatch it again. He, of course, is the worldwide bestseller of The Secure Home. Been a number one bestseller for decades. There's, I think, a third edition now we carry that just came out. So it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase supports the broadcast, what we're doing here. So I want to look at big picture first, what he thinks is going on with this Ebola, with its history. Clearly, they want to create panic. They didn't want to until it was spreading. They don't want to let a good crisis go to waste. Clearly, it's mutated. I don't know if it's airborne, but it gestates. It incubates for 21 days, not three, so it allows it to spread. Now, can bats fly over in Africa, use the bathroom, and then you breathe it? That's probably the main reason it's spreading. It's clearly becoming stronger. It was a weak virus outside the body, very strong inside the body, with a 70% morbidity rate. So Joel Skousen joins us about 15 minutes into the next hour. Then we'll have open phones. Joel, what's your breakdown on what's happening?
Well, it's good to be with you again, Alex. I think the jury is out still on a lot of number of issues that you've brought up. There are clearly clear possibilities that the United States has tinkered with the Ebola. You know, there's no reason to have a CDC patent on a particular strain of Ebola unless you're planning on weaponizing it. Or worse, you want to make sure that the powers that be have a proven vaccine so that they're protected. You know, bioweapons are very indiscriminate in who they pick. And so unless you're guaranteed that you have a level of protection, you don't let a bioweapon out in the world. I'm not sure this is it in particular. It may be a preliminary to something bigger further on. Really, to be a good bioweapon, it's got to be airborne. And I think it's pretty clear that unless this mutation occurs, that Ebola is not yet airborne, except for the fact that micro droplets, whether through a sneeze or a cough or even a laugh from an Ebola infected person, does become airborne. It isn't to the same extent that other viruses like the flu are. We're merely breathing around and it lingers in the air, can infect somebody. But still, it's clear that this is contaminating other people who have not had real direct contact. But it is more difficult in the sense that so far the 48 people that they've been monitoring in Dallas don't have signs of Ebola yet. The deputy sheriff that thought he had Ebola turned out to be the flu. He has not been contaminated, but several others are who, as you have pointed out, were in full protective suits. To me, this indicates that this is, of course, extremely dangerous once it gets inside of you. I'm not sure that all of their medical protocols are really all that effective. They talked about the Dallas hospital putting him on kidney dialysis and ventilation. But, you know, there are other treatments in the alternative field that are so much more effective than those. One of those is where you have an external body purifier, you know, almost like a heart-lung machine. Basically, you take the blood out of the body, put it through an ultraviolet light in a machine, and then they put it right back into the body. And
that's what all the rich people do, just as a regular monthly treatment.
And it really works. You know, I had a daughter with MSRA, a real tough staph infection, and she took a couple of these treatments, and it cleared right up when nothing in antibiotics in the typical medical establishment would do it. So what I'm worried about ultimately is that they are going to use this Ebola scare right now to justify some mandatory or preparatory for mandatory vaccines. And as you know, when you start doing vaccines in a mass-produced way, you get lots of infections, lots of side effects, and it's very difficult to maintain a purity when you're developing a vaccine in a mass thing. I think that for the elite, they probably have some very carefully sterilized vaccines that they can take with some safety.
Well, just to back you up, it came out during the H1N1 that the German elite and even the top brass, as well as the British and the Chinese, had, quote, a clean vaccine made in limited lots for them.
Yeah, and I think that's real and very possible. I mean, clearly, as you said, the vaccine immunology is a proven technology, but it has been a disaster in terms of mass vaccination of people. And clearly, the adjuvants that are put in there and the preservatives, the mercury and the other things in there are damaging to people. Especially young children. You know, I think anybody who survives an inoculation does so because their immune system is tough enough to fight it. But you start giving this stuff to children and young people and babies, worst of all, who don't have a developed immune system, and I think that's criminal in its difficulty. I'm not sure, Alex, if this is going to turn into a worldwide panic. I personally, my gut feeling is it's not, but it's going to get bad enough that it's going to engage a great deal of government propaganda, a great deal of government mandatory action, and get people conditioned for obeying those orders. And so, as I've said a long time, you know, if there was ever a need for people to prepare in advance for strategic relocation, whether it's even for a friend, you've got to get out of big cities, you've got to do self-quarantine. If these things are coming to pass, you can't go to church, you can't send your kids to school, and you don't go into a big office building because, you know, the amount of contamination that you can get there is significant. You know, people have to watch this carefully. You don't bail out of your job just because of the potential. But when people start to show up ill, in the community and there's a chance that it could be near an office, you're going to have to establish a policy of taking a leave of absence, hoping that your employer will understand. But you've got to get rural, and very rural. That's
right. Texas. Joel Skousen, stay there. I want, because you're one of the leading experts in the world on this, even the other experts we have on to say that. And, of course, you have your Marine Corps training and the rest of it. I want to get your view on how this collapse would work, what a real airborne Ebola outbreak would look like, and the type of disruption it would cause. Stay with us.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. 541-229-0010.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Nanoparasites, termed viruses, infect the iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasite set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILING them.com. Unveilingthem.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. Short segment, long segment coming up, where we'll get into a lot of issues with Joel Skousen. But Joel, I forgot to ask one question before we get into what a real mutated Ebola, let's just say it happens naturally, would look like, and how the powers that be would try to respond to that. We know they've been testing it for 30 years, manipulating it, trying to create cures for themselves. We know a lot of cures get warehoused. We know that they create a lot of secret vaccines for themselves. Again, that was in the news 5-6 years ago with the H1N1, that the headline, if you type it into Google, was something like, German elite or top government officials in Germany have clean vaccine, and that they have their own little special vaccine. So we know that goes on. But why would the CDC bring people in that have Ebola for the first time ever and then put them in regular hospitals? Why would they send this guy's kids to school for a few days? Why would they not clean out the ambulance? Why would they not follow the containment that is already federal law and federal policy? Why would they ignore the default?
Well, it's a tough question. I do think there's a great deal of inertia in the medical establishment. Everybody thinks they have protocols at Dallas for these types of things. They aren't as strict as the CDC protocols or at Emory Hospital, for example, one of the top in the nation. But a lot of these things happen, and people are scrambling. For example, the first hospital that Duncan showed up at, and his symptoms weren't high enough. You know, I think Duncan came into the country absolutely knowing he had Ebola. He quit his job without telling anybody he was leaving. That indicated that there was some ulterior motive there in getting to the United States. I think he checks himself into the hospital there, and his symptoms weren't developed enough to get a conclusive diagnosis, even though he was eager to tell them that I'd come from Liberia. Should have been a warning signal. But I think we're dealing with people who haven't got into this. They've been given some general instructions if there's a pandemic. But when it comes right down to it and you're facing with something, there's a little bit of denial. People aren't up to speed. It takes one of these big mistakes in order to get people on notice.
So it's more of the learned helplessness that the system has engineered into Americans to be totally unself-sufficient, totally spectator-based, that people are just blindsided?
And totally dependent and trusting on the medical establishment. That is the biggest mistake people can make, is to trust the medical establishment that they know what they're doing. They have a built-in hostility towards natural cures, and while I'm the first to admit that these things are really tough bugs, and that I'm not saying that a natural cure, once you get fully developed Ebola, is going to save you, but it certainly will help make your immune system stronger if you prepare, and there's lots of information on the Internet. Here's an issue that we need to really discuss, though, Alex, is about the mutated forms that happen. It's very difficult to experimentally change Ebola into something that's bioweaponized, except by introducing it to massive populations and letting each of those unique immune systems deal with the virus and wait till the virus mutates itself. And that may be one of the prime things that's happened here, is trying to get a mutated form by allowing this to spread widely among the population.
Exactly. That's what a lot of experts are saying, is that, oh no, what if bad actors or terrorists get a hold of any of these people and get a mutated virus? Well, the CDC and the UN are in there with tens of thousands of patients getting blood samples, and you know those are being sent off to the bioweapons labs.
That's right. Now, here's what happens, though. Remember that if you're going to do a bioweapon, and you're going to protect yourself as the elite with a special vaccine, you really have to wait till you get to that mutated form. And they haven't got there yet. They haven't got to the totally airborne. And once they get to the airborne form of Ebola, they've got to then develop a vaccine specifically for that. So you see, if you're going to put something out now and you're going to expect it to mutate to be a more bioweapon effective thing, this isn't the time to do it. I think that's why I'm saying I'm not very confident this is going to turn into the worldwide pandemic, because it is, so far, very difficult to transmit.
Well, Joel, I agree with you, because I've just studied the modus operandi of the scientific technocracy. That's my word for them. I want to get your word for them. Is they do test things incrementally and then build up. Like, their false flags get bigger and more complex each time. They like to try to organize things. They're very OCD.
Yes, and I'll agree, Alex, and I think we're in this process of testing and probing. It's just like chemtrails. Chemtrails are very real, but they keep changing the pattern, changing the chemicals. They're trying to do something and not necessarily succeeding. That's why they gave up on HAARP. It wasn't interacting and augmenting the effect as previously desired. That doesn't mean they're going to stop chemtrailing, and it doesn't mean they're going to stop experimenting with bioweapons. But as I say, this is a progressive threat to us that won't happen until they're fully protected.
All right, worldaffairsbrief.com. Get the book and film at InfoWars.com. We'll be back with what would happen during
a real
outbreak.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We really are being culturally colonized. The private Federal Reserve is deindustrializing the nation. We really are an occupied country. And only realizing that do we ever have a chance to begin to retake the nation via the states. But as Joel Skousen has said, globalism is so evil, so scientific, so manipulative that our weakness is its strength. Our decadence is its power. And I'm certainly not on some high horse here. And so everyone should start thinking about ways to survive in a collapsed society. And we're going to talk about that coming up with Joel. We're not being doom and gloom here. It's hard to sustain a civilization this complex to begin with. That's not debated by any anthropologist, sociologist, social planner, city planner, economist. The more complex, the more fragile. You add to that the artificiality of Agenda 21, and artificial scarcity to consolidate power by these groups. The West not having 2.1 children, that will cause a collapse in and of itself. You've got to have 2.1 people for every two people that are already alive to just have Social Security and the social safety network work. They're not going that direction. They're going into a command, in their words, command destruction model. And the way they've engineered society, I see it as a bioweapon release down the road, or them allowing something to develop and then opening the door, a 12 monkey scenario, as one of the main tools they might pull instead of a nuclear war with Russia. Because all the preparations are being made for that. So, Joel, if you would, go through your view, looking at the U.S. first, but then other parts of the world, of what would happen if real airborne Ebola went viral in West Africa, you know, let's say 3 years from now, or if this was to mutate and go airborne, what you would expect to see. Because we're already seeing panicking with only two people in the U.S. known to have had it, one dead, one alive. What would happen if thousands started to get it? What would happen if it went airborne? And what would someone who was prepared do versus someone who wasn't prepared?
Well, the first thing that would happen, you would have mandatory quarantine happening. And even before a mass vaccination, it takes them a certain time to gear up. If, in fact, they show up with millions of doses of vaccine in advance, then you know it was planned. There has to be a period of time for them to develop a vaccine and to go forward with it if it's real. But in any case, mass quarantine is the major problem that you face because, as this sheriff's deputy, he came in down with some flu symptoms and he got labeled potentially Ebola and put into quarantine. Had this happened in a mass quarantine situation where a lot of people are coming down sick with it and you happen to have the flu or a cold or fever or something and get tagged and put into a mass quarantine, you're going to get the Ebola because you're put into a quarantine with other people. And just like the Superdome during Katrina, you're not going to have the kind of facilities. I don't care what the CDC says. You can't have extremely controlled medical protocols in mass quarantine situations. It simply overwhelms the medical system. Even in Liberia, you know, they're already out of hospital beds. And how do you build more facilities to handle the exponential increase in clients? So what happens is you have to carefully watch this. At the first hint going to be mass quarantine, you have to get out of Dodge. You have to then implement your strategic relocation plans to get out into the rural areas. It's going to be in the urban areas where those mass quarantines occur. You just don't want to have the risk of being in one of those dragnets. Once it starts to go airborne, it will map rapidly multiply. They're talking now about 2-to-1, meaning it's doubling for every patient infects two more. Well, that's really quite a slow infection rate compared to the Spanish flu when it was 10 and sometimes 20-to-1. Now, it never gets to the whole population. At least 30% of the population, at least from historical statistics, has a tough enough immune system that they won't get sick. Even and didn't during the Spanish flu, as tough as that was, and probably won't get Ebola, even if it's airborne. The airborne strains are always a little bit weaker than the contact strains. So even though they spread more rapidly, they're a little bit weaker form, and so probably going to be more survivable. But clearly, you don't want to get into the arms of government. You don't want to go into a FEMA camp. You don't want to go into a medical camp or quarantine. If you can afford it. Now, if you do get Ebola, real Ebola, you want to do self-quarantine and you keep yourself away from your family. You have to have provisions for that as well so that you don't infect other people.
Joel, though, entertain me for a moment. What would an airborne outbreak look like? What would that do to this civilization?
It depends on how fast it replicates itself among other people. If it's a thing where one student comes in and all of a sudden half of the school is down with the illness, and then the next week the rest of the school is down with the illness, that's going to be mass panic. I mean, people are going to be leaving the city in droves. They're going to be without enough preparations, are going to be doing a strategic relocation. And that's what would happen in a mass panic situation. It would be the same thing happening as an EMP strike when you don't have electricity or food services. It could be devastating. Now, typically, it doesn't happen that rapidly. Typically, it grows slowly enough. In other words, it starts with 1 in 3, then 1 in 5, and then 1 in 10 in terms of multiples. And at the point it gets to 1 in 10, the government is starting to put in mass quarantines and camps and other things. I think they'd love to do that, to have the excuse to build camps that can be used for other purposes in some future time once the infection wears itself out. But it's really impossible to tell, but except to say, according to the speed, I predict that it would at least get to the point where the government would do mass people control and containment control strategies, which is devastating to your liberty, devastating to your rights. And that does give you time, however, to see the handwriting on the wall and say, I'm getting out of town now before I get stuck in one of those quarantine camps.
Well, my gut, my instinct is, and I do have a little place out in the country, but is to get even further out in the country. But I'm here in Austin, Texas, trying to put on a defense of what's left of freedom. But at the same time, we need to divide our energies into fighting to restore the republic, fighting to warn people worldwide, but also preparing ourselves. Because if folks that are aware of this information aren't somewhat prepared, then we're not going to be around at the end of this when the UN and others come in and try to take control of society. But if we do have groups spread out in the countryside and other areas, those will end up being areas of stability into the future, as you've said, Joel.
Well, that's right, Alex. You know, I've spoken to a lot of people around the nation like you have, and the thing that worries me about our own constitutional conservative group is you get people talking about the positivism. We're going to restore the Constitution. We're going to beat this. When we get rid of Obama, we're going to win this. And this I'm going to win mentality is antithetical towards preparation. They just aren't preparing. One of the most ill-prepared groups are those that think that they're going to win this battle politically. Now, I'm not saying whether or not we are. I think it's, frankly, given the power of the globalist and the conspiracy that I see, I think it's unlikely that we're going to win as a nation. Doesn't mean that Lord won't provide pockets of liberty for us, but we've got to survive the nuclear war that's coming. We've got to survive the pandemic that's coming. If you haven't prepared well in advance, these are preparations that you can't just do on the fly. It takes significant preparation in advance to do that. And like you, I'm afraid, as we prepare to fight for our liberty, we still have to prepare. You know, the kind of preparations that you and I have to do, Alex, in order to maintain a lifeline, I'm preparing to be able, through electronic or even radio means, to transmit my writing of brief if I have to go into seclusion, and have people who can then transmit that. And I think everyone who's got a mission in life or is a target in life, like you and I are, have to prepare to be able to keep being effective even when you're kind of having to be underground.
I want to shift gears before we look at geopolitical issues into further afield, not just the global crime syndicate, the globalist, the Anglo-American system, but the Russian power block, the Chinese power block, and some of the other sub-crime syndicates out there. Or you look at 300 million Chinese, that's a giant laboratory right there of different mutations. We could see something naturally, obviously, mutate, and I don't know how the establishment would deal with that, but who else is out there that you're worried about? Who else might want to create some type of bioweapon?
Well, I really think there are only three major predator centers. There's the Anglo-American globalists, there's Russia, and there's China, and they are, Russia and China are temporarily aligned in order to take down the West, and then they intend to tackle each other. They all have very active bioweapon programs. None of them seem to be experimenting on their own people, however. This seems to be only endemic to the unprincipled Anglo-American globalists. And, of course, they pick on the Filipinos, as they did with that abortificant doped vaccine that they gave women in the Philippines. They pick on the Africans. They feel those are dispensable. And So I think that's still preliminary. The fact that they are picking on these, what they consider dispensable low-life populations, indicates that they aren't yet ready to attack, at least pandemic-wise, the major ones. But I really don't see any other predator forms out there. I don't think, in fact, even the mafia, these small criminal elements, most of those have some ties to governments that keep them in power.
Sure, that's what Brzezinski's written a bunch of books on, that they really allow the big syndicates to operate and then launder their money through the big banks. That's even come out in Bloomberg. Hundreds of billions a year being laundered through Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and the like. Let me bring up this issue. How do you describe the most dominant power group, the Anglo-Americans? How do you describe their mindset, their vision from their writings, from your uncle's writings, Cleon Skousen, from your deep research? Because if you're a new listener, Joel Skousen is extremely well-read. I am extremely well-read, and I learn stuff from him all the time. So he really does know what he's talking about with a lot of gravitas. So I want to get your view. From my research, at the top, they really are a scientific, eugenics-based cult, believing that they're going to become God, merge with the machines and colonize space, and that through this transcendence to this super sapien, that the rest of us are profane and must be destroyed and die. So it's almost like a counterfeit of what God does, saying he'll test us all on the planet and, you know, get his elect. Well, they're saying we'll do it right here, right now. And that's really who they are and what they're setting up. And I wanted to ask you, how many people do you think they've recruited into their cult? Because it's well known that David Rockefeller and others personally would go around to get the people with the highest test scores in college and recruit them into their organizations. My dad had some of the highest test scores across the board in Texas, and they tried to recruit him. It wasn't David Rockefeller, but it was the head of the botany department. And that's why my dad would read John Birch Society stuff and knew how accurate it was because, you know, he was politically active, conservative, top of his class, and so they tried to recruit him, and he was a junior in high school. We're point blank with him about some of the larger ideas, and you're going to be part of the scientific elite, and eugenics is bad with Hitler, but ours is a good eugenics. I mean, the fact that even my dad was attempted to be brought into this, it must just be massive. How many people are part of the conspiracy, and what is it? Who are they?
Well, you know, the brain trust that they bring in, they always keep at lower levels. I don't know anybody in ever the scientific community within these that ever gets higher than second level. And the second level, I mean people like Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski, Brent Scowcroft, Sandy Berger, Strobe Talbot, those national security advisors who manage and run presidents and call the shots. Henry Kissinger may well have moved into, you know, top areas like top echelons like David Rockefeller. But clearly, I don't see them at the highest level as running this on a scientific basis, trying to manage the world themselves. Everything that the globalists tend to do is counter to anything that the most wealthy elite would normally do. What? Bring a nuclear strike against your own nation, destroying the very power base of your money. No one in the right mind who has solely the motivation, the power, greed, wine, women, song, and numerous locations around the world to vacation would do that to themselves. I think these people, the only thing that really explains their motive is, as you said, they are trying to escape the judgments of God. They've made a pact with Satan, and I think that it's revelatory from dark spiritual forces to these higher elite, probably less than 100 at the most, that understand that satanic connection. But, you know, this has a generational effect. It's been going on for centuries, as you know, Alex, and there's no man who can project 200 years in advance a plan so diabolical as the globalists have done and expect it to be followed through. The mafia can't handle something through two generations, let alone three. Not speaking of, you know, two centuries. And so it has to be revelatory. It has to be guided. And, you know, I think that there is not only the motivation of immunity that's given to people, and certainly Bill Clinton acted in the presidency as if he had total immunity, and so does Barack Obama, for that matter. So that's how I think the thing operates. It operates on a satanic revelatory basis, promising them that if you help me become the god of this world, I'll protect you not only in this earth from immunity, but in the life to come from the judgments of God.
And that's, of course, the Faustian story. Yeah. And at Bohemian Grove, the entire ritual that I caught on video, also Skull and Bones, has been caught. It's all about escaping judgment. And when I was standing with over 1,000 wealthy men, movie stars, bank heads, former vice presidents, you name it, were there, they were more religiously in rapture than anything I've ever seen going to a Baptist church as a kid. I mean, they were really believed they were being given atonement and shielding from what they'd done on this earth. And they say that. The high priest, that was Walter Cronkite at the time, he's now dead, literally says this. The whole ritual is on video, folks, in my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's been on HBO. It's been on Trio Channel. It's been on Sundance Film Channel. I mean, this is real. And for somebody like me, I was kind of giggling a little bit, and they looked at me like they wanted to kill me. They were so serious, Joel.
Wow, that's incredible. I think you did the world a great service by infiltrating the Bohemian Grove. We'll be forever grateful. But I think it's important to realize that very few people could handle that kind of a knowledge that this is satanic in its orientation. People who get very heavy, very corrupted, and higher up, they'll do anything to maintain their position. They also know that people get eliminated when they get cold feet and they start to talk. And so that also keeps them in line. But most people are brought in, just like the scientific community, to do mind control experiments. They're told there's some beneficial aspect.
Oh, yeah. End justifies the means. Stay there. Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Get his film and book at InfoWarsStore.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've forgotten to monitor BlockItPocket.com, haven't you? Oh, how quickly we forget. BlockItPocket wants you to know that they never forget. You have a right to use wireless technology, privately and safely. So go now and monitor BlockItPocket.com's complete line of custom-designed and American-made products. BlockItPocket.com. Enhance your health and privacy in a wireless world. It's here, only at BlockItPocket.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
And Joel Scalzo has agreed to stay with us 20 minutes in the next hour so we can take a few questions, specific questions, for Joel Scalzo of worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Again, the film, Strategic Relocation, that I produced with Joel Scalzo, is a complimentary film. It complements Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition, that just has incredibly accurate information in it from just the areas I've been in and lived in around the country. Just amazingly accurate. And I've talked to other people that live in different parts of the world or the country. He's just done unparalleled research and intelligence, all available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call 888-253-3139 to order via the telephone. We can answer all your questions. And then separately, I personally, for my immune system and my health, I'm taking Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2. Almost everybody out there is deficient in iodine, and it just does so much in the body when you don't have it. To the immune system, the thyroid, you name it, Survival Shield X2 is so important. We have the silver bullet, colloidal silver as well. We have the super male vitality that's just natural herbs and things known to not mimic testosterone, but just to get your glands producing naturally. We've also got the DNA force that's got the high-level organic bio-PQQ and CoQ10. And so much more, a true nutraceutical, the oxy powder to flush out your intestines. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Joel, getting back into the spiritual nature of this, I grew up in the richest county in Texas outside Dallas. It was richest county in Texas at the time, Rockwall. And I ended up knowing some of the kids of billionaires, real billionaires who didn't show it off a bunch. And if you scratched them, you found serious occultism. And I don't mean Eastern stuff or New Age, you know, front door stuff. I mean Luciferianism. And I ran into that quite a bit. And I don't run into that a lot in Austin. It's more New Agey. But when you talk about Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, when you talk about world leaders in rapture doing mock human sacrifices and believing that it atones them and that some goddess that they're praying to is going to remove their sins and protect them from what they've done, and they put it on the body of this child that they're killing and burning, just like they did in Leviticus. They say, give not your children the fires of Moloch. They really are at the bottom of the rabbit hole. It really is a satanic conspiracy. A few minutes on that and your research into it.
Well, you know, there is some of that that is attributed just to satanic inspiration that talks to people's minds, you know, that drives them to suicide and dark thoughts and other weird type of things. But at the higher levels, the Faustian pact really is real. I mean, Satan does reveal himself to certain people who are susceptible, who lead them. I mean, this doesn't happen to anybody who's just trying to do the right thing. You've got to actually be actively seeking power. You've got to be seeking to get ahead in the world. You know, in my opinion, you take several of these, and there's been several big books written on this, about the New Age cults and relationship to the rock stars and who became rock stars and the dark agenda behind it. And there seems to be a revelatory agenda there that, you know, if you tie into my system, I will make you famous. I'll drive into your mind, you know, melodies that will become popular that will make you a star, and it happens. You take Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera. It's filled with satanic dark dreams, and it makes Satan basically the image of the hero, trying to get recognition, making him the victim of discrimination. And you know, it just if there's ever a revelatory image of Satan trying to make it in this world to dethrone God and to become the hero, it's the theme in the Phantom of the Opera. And I can't help but think, when I look at the fact that many of those musical themes in the opera have been stolen from other pieces of music before, and the rest...
Hold on. This is powerful. Don't...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio.